We're doing the Navi Yeshayahu. We're up to what they call the 44th chapter, the 24th Pasuk. So says Hashem, who has redeemed you, I have formed you from the womb. Anochi Adonai, oh sekol. I am Hashem. I have made. I have created everything. Note shamayim levadi, rokaaretz meiti. I'm the one who spread out the heavens. I'm the one who gave substance to the earth. I created what's above. I've created what's below. Mefer otot badim. I'm the one who annuls the different signs that people see in the heavens. The astrologers tell you, based on this sign, this is going to happen. And I make it that they err. In other words, tapping into what Ramban taught us in Torat Hashem Tmima, sometimes the astrologers are right. Things are supposed to work out the way they said. Hashem says, Mefer, I annul. I change the course of events. Technically, the way events are headed, the astrologers are right. And I make it that they're wrong. Vekosimim yeholel. And I make fun of the sorcerers so that they try to do things and I make them unsuccessful. Vekosimim yeholel. Meshiv chachamim acho vedatam yisakel. I make it that even wise people will sometimes make mistakes. Meshiv chachamim acho. Hashem causes the wise people to err, to have to correct themselves. Vedatam yisakel. And I make their great knowledge seem foolish. So Chazal quote this pasuk, and they say that this is why during the time of the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan made mistakes. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he spoke to Vespasian, he could have spoken better, and he made mistakes. He didn't give the right answers in the conversation with Vespasian. Chazal say this pasuk, Meshiv Chachamim Achor V'datam Yisakel. We have multiple opinions in the Talmud as to whether what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did was the right move or the wrong move in saving Yavne and its sages. Could Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai have caused the whole destruction of the temple to be annulled? Could he have gotten rid of Vespasian? Could he have made a better argument? Two opinions in Talmud. But according to the opinion that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai really could have done a better job in his haggling with Vespasian, so then the Talmud says this pasuk, Meshiv chachamim achor v'da'atam yisaken. Sometimes Hashem says, I'm going to make sure that even wise people get it wrong. Mekim devar avdo. Hashem fulfills the words of His servants. If Hashem gives a prophet prophecy, so then just as we saw in the previous pasukim, Hashem ensures that the stargazers, the astrologers, the sorcerers, they get it wrong. Hashem ensures that His prophets, they get it right. That when His prophets say something is going to happen, even though the course of events don't seem to indicate this should happen, but Hashem is mekim devar avdo, He fulfills the words of His servant. And this pasuk too is quoted by the sages as referencing not only prophets, but also different tzaddikim, that sometimes Hashem ensures that what they say comes true. Mekim devar avdo. When someone is on the level that he is called Hashem's servant, so then Hashem fulfills their words. Va'atzat malachav yashlim. And Hashem fulfills the thought of His messengers, His angels. Ha'omer l'Yerushalayim tushav. Hashem has declared that Jerusalem will be settled again. And even though it doesn't sound likely that this will come true, Hashem says, I fulfill my prophecies. It's the astrologers, the sorcerers, it's those that try through illegitimate means to figure out what the future holds. They get it wrong, but I get it right. Hashem says, I'm going to ensure that the prophecies I give come true. And I have declared, says Hashem, that Jerusalem will again be settled. Hashem says, I have declared that the cities of Judah will be rebuilt, and the desolate, destroyed places of Jerusalem and Judah, I will establish, and I fulfill my prophecy, says Hashem. It strikes me, ever since I noticed this, every time it strikes me again, the blessings that we make after the Haftarah. What do we say after we read the Haftarah? The Haftarah is always from prophets. And what do we say? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam tzu kol olamim. Hashem, you are the rock of all the worlds. Tzadik bechol hadohot. You are righteous in every generation. Hakel ha-ne'eman. Hashem, we can trust you. Bechol dvarav, in everything you say. Ne'eman atahu Hashem Elokeinu. You are trusted, Hashem. The focus of the blessing after the Haftarah, we read prophets, we bless Hashem and we say, we know what we just read is true, v'ne'emanim devarecha, and your words are trusted. And it struck me that Jews for two millennia, since the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, they have to keep reading these prophecies, many of which come from Yeshaya, about how things are going to be good, about how Israel will be rebuilt. And it must have been very hard, 150, 250, 350 years ago, to keep believing the prophecies that were read. And so the blessing that we make after the Haftarah is, we trust, we believe, we trust your word, Hashem, it's going to come true. The Navi tells us here, Jerusalem will be rebuilt. It's so easy for us to read these psukim here in Jerusalem, in a building that's being rebuilt. But how could people read this for the last 2,000 years? The Navi tells them, I decide what will come true and what won't. And I've decided that Jerusalem will be rebuilt. We declare after reading the prophecies, not one word from what you've said will go back empty. If you said it, it's going to come true. The blessing on the Haftarah is a reiteration of our faith in the words of the prophets. So that blessing, it strikes me. Every week again, I think about how important that blessing must have been throughout the generations. Today, it's so much easier for us. So, yeah, Jerusalem will be rebuilt, right? We see it with our own eyes. Hashem says, Ha'omer latzula choravi, I will tell the depths. I will tell Babylon that's in the depths. Even though right now you seem like you're so successful, you're destroying Israel, ultimately you, Babylon, will be destroyed. Ve'narota yichovish, and I will dry up its rivers. Babylon sits on the Euphrates, right? Iraq, their main source of sustenance was the rivers. So their bone shom says, I will tell those rivers to dry out. I will declare Koresh, he should be my shepherd. He should bring my children back to Israel. V'chol chefzi yashlim, and he will fulfill my desires. V'leimo l'Yerushalayim tibaneh, v'heichal tivased. I will tell Jerusalem to be rebuilt, and the temple to be given foundations once again. We are in the middle of the prophecy, and at this point it seems evident that the prophet is specifically talking about the rebuilding of the second Beit HaMikdash. He is identifying Koresh by name. We will pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next week with a discussion of the continuing prophecies which Hashem gives specifically to Koresh. This is where we'll pick up, Be'ezrat Hashem, next week.